This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
As Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem for the third and final time before his passion, death, and resurrection, a brief dialogue ensued between Jesus and the mother of two of Jesus' disciples. Matthew 20 describes the encounter like this. "Lord, I'd like you to give my two sons special places of honor in your kingdom. What do you say?" Jesus responds, "Do you have any idea what you are asking me?" Then, speaking directly to the two sons, Jesus asks, "Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow I am about to drink?" They respond, "Absolutely, Lord." "You're right about that," Jesus says. "You will drink from my cup, but not as you think." Clearly, the 3 years the disciples followed Jesus were a strong indication of their love for him. But at the same time, they did not seem to grasp the total reality of Jesus' mission and message. He kept telling them it's all about the cross. They continued to obscure it with visions of grandeur. I think that's understandable. The idea of carrying one's cross as the prerequisite to heaven is not easy to grasp, much less to embrace. But without it, heaven is unattainable. Jesus is very clear about that. "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Matthew 16:24. St. John Paul tells us that this statement by Jesus is harsh, but it is sincere and contains the basic truth for life, that only love fulfills us, and there is no authentic love without sacrifice. The theology of the cross is not a theory. It's the reality of Christian life, a life that demands daily sacrifice and suffering. So today, this Lent, as we acknowledge our need to take up our cross, if we are to follow Christ, we can rightly ask, what does that mean for me? My brothers and sisters, there are two categories of crosses, those imposed on us and those we voluntarily initiate. Both affect our spiritual equilibrium and both require selfless love. The number of unwanted crosses put upon us every day are many. Physical illness, emotional stress, mental anxiety, disappointments, loneliness, betrayal, temptations. It's absolutely proper to pray for healing and deliverance. But at the same time, as we work our way through these crosses, we can turn them into redeeming acts of selfless love by uniting them with the sufferings of Christ. Imagine offering our pain up to the Lord to help someone who is in dire need of God's mercy. That selfless act of love might very well save the soul of someone in that very moment. That would really be living the communion of saints in real time, wouldn't it? Rest assured that when we offer up these crosses to the Lord, we too will experience God's healing love, even as we pray for the healing of others. We can also carry our cross voluntarily by imposing small sacrifices on ourselves, out of pure, selfless love for Christ. The opportunities are there. Getting in more quiet time for prayer by sacrificing some of our pleasurable moments. Going out of our way to do more for others, which takes us out of our comfort zone. And once in a while, moderating, even doing without some of our favorite foods and drinks, which physically will express our great selfless love for Christ. Each time we deny ourselves, we raise these good activities to great activities, from ordinary ones into extraordinary ones. And in the process, as we contain our tendency to selfishness, we increase God's presence in us. Carrying our cross demands heroic discipline, indomitable courage, and dogged persistence. But this is the only way we'll be able to drink from the cup Jesus requires of us. And there's no better time than this Lent to intensify our efforts to make it happen. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.